Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial, and with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown, and through adaptable problem solving, we do just that. Learn more at marines.com.
Hello there, little Anfield Wrap special. Off two announcements from Liverpool today. We'll be going through each of them. It's Neil Atkinson, I've got Gareth Roberts, and I've got Andy Heaton. I'm going to read the statements on, first of all, the Anfield Road stand expansion, gaining plan and permission. Plans for the proposed redevelopment of the stadium's Anfield Road stand were given the Green Council by Liverpool City Council's planning committee today. It will increase the stadium's capacity by around 7,000, taking the stadium's capacity to more than 61,000. As part of the application, the club has also been awarded permission to hold up to 6 concerts and major events at the stadium for a period of 5 years. Excellent news for the T Street Band. The plans for the proposed Anfield Road stand were the subject of 2 stages of public consultation with local residents, businesses, fans and stakeholders. The first stage included the permanent closure of a small section of the Anfield Road in line with the original plan and permission granted in 2014. After listening to feedback on this option, the club made changes to the plans. Moving forward, Andy Hughes, Managing Director of Liverpool FC, said this is a huge milestone in our journey towards bringing more supporters into Anfield. We underwent a rigorous 2-stage public consultation period during the planning process for this project, and I would like to thank everybody who has offered a contribution to that. There was a lot of words beginning with P in that sentence. We have been clear from the beginning that this expansion will be based on our ability to successfully navigate the complex planning landscape, our ability to gain cooperation of local residents in the community, and our ability to ensure the project is financially viable. Still some steps we need to take to get there given the year. The other thing that has just been announced at the time that this goes out is this. Anfield is set for a 12-month trial of seats with safety rails. In full, the statement reads, Anfield will trial the temporary installation of seats with safety rails in 2 areas of the stadium following a safety review by the Sports Ground Safety Authority, the SGSA. The review highlighted that during matches, persistent standing in the Kop and Anfield Road lower tier are an issue that needs to be addressed to ensure supporters' safety. The SGSA's regulatory focus is on reducing persistent standing risks in stadium and avoiding potential crowd collapses. Research commissioned by the SGSA around the management of persistent standing areas has evidenced in its emerging findings that the installation of rails increases safety within all seater stadia. The research states that the SGSA considers it important to maintain momentum on managing the identified persisting standing risks ahead of the return of live sports with spectators. Liverpool has had a management plan for persistent standing at Anfield for many years, but following the SGSA's most recent review, it is now advising to install safety rails. The Kop and Anfield Road stand will see a total of 7,800 seats updated in the trial, which will begin from the start of next season. Presumably by next season, this does mean the 2021-2022 season,
yeah.
Gareth?
Yeah. Yeah.
Around 1,800 new seats will be located in the back of the Kop and 6,000 in the Anfield Road stand lower tier. Anfield will remain an all-seater stadium and the trialled areas with the new seats and safety rails are not safe standing areas. The seating being installed at Anfield includes normal stadium seats with an integrated safety rail behind them to avoid a crowd collapse. They will not impact the visibility of the pitch for supporters. The design is to enable fans to stand safely at key moments in the game, like goal celebrations, but must revert to a seat at other times. Season ticket holders whose seats are impacted by these changes will be contacted in due course to explain the changes and to provide options to remain in the new seat or move moved to a standard seat. With the installation of these new seats at Anfield, LFC joins a number of Premier League clubs who are already using the safety method, with further clubs set to install safety rails during the summer. Andy Hughes again, managing director. The safety, he says, of our supporters when they come to Anfield is our absolute priority, and we are fully committed to working with the SGSA on the trial of these new seats at Anfield. It is critical we listen to the experts and deliver their recommendations to address this safety issue. We have informed key stakeholders and thank fans for their input and support during this trial. We will conduct a complete review, a full review of the trial in 12 months at the end of next season. Supporters attending matches are reminded that Anfield is still an all-seater stadium and should remain seated when possible. Gareth, this is... That's the end of that. Both of those statements. Good Lord, I've talked for 4 minutes. I apologise to everybody involved. This is... interesting. The Anfield Wrap has discussed issues around rail seating for a long period of time within the wider football landscape, not just Liverpool Football Club. You've been to Celtic, you've been to Shrewsbury. Mm-hmm. This is a change. It is not, quite clearly from Liverpool's statements, it is not a change in Liverpool's stated policy. It's not a change in Liverpool's stated outlook. They do not see it as a material change within Anfield. It feels to me as though this stuff very much exists in a very, very, very grey area.
Yeah, it's based on safety, isn't it, first and foremost? So I think people will see the announcements and talk about it among themselves and maybe start talking about, you know, you mentioned Celtic, and we all see what the Green Brigade do in the section at Celtic and how it's improved atmosphere and flags, banners and all the rest of it. This isn't about that. This isn't Liverpool taking a side in this debate. This is Liverpool being told that there is an issue with safety at the ground around persistent standing, and this is them moving on a safety front to make it safer. So, you know, we all know that in big European games, in big games full stop, you can often see the cop as a mass stand there for 90 minutes and more. You see the same almost from every set of visiting supporters at Anfield. So they've said in the statement that they've made other efforts to control it. And we all know how those efforts go down. So this is a move toward... Because what Liverpool can't do here is just decide to have a section when that's got to come from government, that's got to come from the league, that's got to come from above Liverpool Football Club. What they are doing is making the current situation safer. And I always go back to, we talked about this, written about this, made videos about this, made podcasts about this for a long, long time now, spoken to a lot of people about it. And the safety aspect often goes amiss. So what we have now is unsafe standing. Yep. And that, whether that's for 90 minutes or in key moments, goal celebrations, whatever it may be, we've all seen people fall over the seats. And basically, the current situation is not safe, especially for, you know, old, frail, kids, whatever it may be. Rob, who was among our number, obviously had a bit of an incident with...
I was present,
with
yeah.
Rafi, yeah. And, you know, it was a bit scary by all accounts.
Yeah.
And I'm surprised there hasn't been more than that. I mean, I remember, you know, I think Liverpool were away somewhere. I'm going to say Middlesbrough, but I might be wrong. And everyone falls forward over, mm-hmm. over the advertising hoardings, I think. So there've been various incidents, and we all say it's an accident waiting to happen. You know, it hasn't happened, and for me, this is a right move. It's a trial as well, I think, which is worth understanding. So everyone's going to see how it goes. Everyone's going to see how it affects the situation. If people take the piss around it in terms of supporters trying to get to that area or causing a problem like that, I suspect the trial will fail, and we'll go back to what we've got. So I just see it as an opportunity. I think it's a step in the right direction. It will improve safety, because what I've seen of it when I've been in those sections and I've watched the match at Celtic, it is safer. It is safer in those moments. I remember being in that section and seeing, you know, lads and dads and that kind of stuff. And they can celebrate a goal safely knowing there's no big surge for, because you have a rail in front of you and a rail behind you. And you can, there's only you have your space.
Yeah.
And you can still celebrate with people. You can still hug. You can embrace. You can jump up and down. You can sing and shout. But you're not falling forward.
And
you're
you know that someone's not going to come over onto you.
Exactly. And that's the key thing in all this for me.
They've been very clear, Andy, that within the statement, I say again, it is very much a decision around safety. It's a big move for the club to do something like this. It's why I think the statement is as thorough as it is. They will know that there will still be some people. There was the excellent SOS survey, which made clear what the feelings of Liverpool supporters are around the wider issue. But there will be some people still, especially at what has become for understandable reasons, a really sensitive time for a lot of Liverpool supporters recently. There will be some people who will have concerns. The club, I don't think, could be doing much more to alleviate their concerns that this right now is about safety first and foremost.
Well, going off, I mean, just Seth O'Carter was excellent on there, but all the points raised were things that I couldn't articulate possibly. But I think on that, that element of it, I think there's a reading the statements, it pretty much reads like it's been taken out of the club's hands to a degree. You know, and look, we've had honest discussions with all sides on this, and as you said, feelings around rail seating are well known. I mean, it's no secret that I'm personally, not as an entity, I'm in favour of it. But I'm more than willing to accept the arguments of those that aren't. One other thing with the rail seating, what I would say is, you know, I think reading the, and I'll keep repeating myself, but I think it's fair to say you get the sense of the club of when they mention key stakeholders, you would suspect they've spoken to the Hillsborough families, at length and in detail, and briefed them. And, you know, we'll see what comes out in the next few days. But the club have dealt with it, from what I can tell, respectfully, and in the right way. And we can only see how it goes. One thing I will say in favour of rail seating, which doesn't often get mentioned, there's two things to this. We all joke about limbs when a goal goes in, but it is actually a thing.
Yeah.
And as much as you laugh and joke, you know, there are times when you'd end up two rows in front on your backside. And
yeah,
as much as we laugh and joke about it on the coach,
well, after the fact, you laugh about it, but
after the fact, yeah. But I can give you an anecdotal on this. My dad has had the season ticket for 50 years. He's packed in. And the reason why he packed in is because he can't sit. He's an old man now. He literally can't stand for 90 minutes. It's uncomfortable for him. So with this, when they say, I think the plans are for the whole of the Annie Road lower,
yeah,
and there's the option to move seats, you know, you're giving people the options. Where we are in the cop, we're not giving away specifics, we're to the left and about midway back, and it only takes one person to stand up at the front and then everyone's up. And you said that big games, everyone stands. I find every game now in the cop, everyone is standing,
and it will be at the front for the whole of next season, given the excitement of people being back in the ground.
Whereas if the whole of the Annie Road is rail seating, as you say, and you're giving people the option, then maybe that gives a route for the likes, people like me dad, to sit.
There's an elderly gentleman in front of me on the cop, and you know, he loves to read as much as anyone else, but like, you know, during those games where it is like that, he has to sit down and have a breather. He can't do it.
But how often do you see old fellas like sat, like half sat?
Yeah.
Like with the seat, but which isn't safe either, because the seat's not.
I think we've always said, haven't we, when we've been debating this, that, you know, if there is a way to strike a balance, if there is a way to offer the choice, and this is a step towards that, that is a good thing, because the you know, there is no one way that people support, either in the ground or outside the ground. And some people want to go mad, and some people do go mad, and other people might politely applaud. Do you know what I mean? And you sort of, you know, and we've all had a joke about that over the years, haven't we? So, you know, the cop was always traditionally the place you went if you were a bit more rabid, and then you retired to the main stand. So it's sort of an extension of that. But I say again, like, it is based around safety. And I think, you know, some of the newer grounds that you've been to, like, I mean, I remember going to City's ground, not actually for a footy game, but for a gig, and some of those higher tiers are so steep, and there's nothing there. There's nothing stopping you if you're going flying. You know, do the maths in what I'm saying here. You know, God forbid anything like that ever happens. But I always think that's a bit moody, that for a game that we're all so passionate about.
The other thing within this, which you said before, Gareth, but I think it is important to highlight, it is that Liverpool aren't taking a position now. You and I, and the results of the Spirit of Shankly survey, and Andy, and most people who contribute to the Anfield Wrap, but I do use the word most, would actually quite like Liverpool to take a position. So let's be clear about that. But let's also therefore frame this is not Liverpool taking a position. This is not Liverpool deciding to be part of some sort of brave new future or anything like that. This is Liverpool doing what they feel they need to do around safety. And I think that, I'm not going to act like I'm frustrated by Liverpool in that, because I'm not. I know that for Liverpool Football Club, the position I want them to take will be a slow process, and it'll be a question of years and not months, even if they want to take it. And I'm not saying that they do. I don't necessarily think that. But this is not Liverpool taking a position, and it's important to emphasise that.
Yeah, it absolutely is, because I think we always said that, you know, you suspected, given the sensitivities, and look, no one can dictate about someone else's emotions and how they feel and what triggers those emotions. Every single one of us is different, so dictating at another person's not a great look for anyone. So I totally respect that some people see it, make an association with what happened in the past, and therefore don't want it. Equally, and Liverpool have tried to be respectful for that over the years. Spirit of Shankly, as you mentioned, have as well. You know, you had the situation where survivors and some families were bussed up to Celtic, and they went and saw, you know, the situation with rail seating for themselves, and it changed some minds. It didn't change others. But this isn't Liverpool going, okay, we just fancy it now. This is Liverpool basically being threatened by the safety committee that there's an issue. There's an issue with persistent standing. You need to address it. And this seems an intelligent way to address it. And Liverpool aren't the only club doing it either. You know, I believe there are other clubs, Manchester United among them. We've already seen the likes of Wolves put a section in. Tottenham have got a section in. And again, it's all pitched exactly the way Liverpool have done it, that it is not a safe standing section, it is a rail seating section. So what you say from that is it's safer to stand up in moments, but also, I mean, and I think everyone's sort of body swerving around it because of the political situation, and that applies not just to Liverpool, but to those other clubs. But it is also a future proofing for if we do say, no, actually, there's a change in legislation, and actually, it's fine to stand for 90 minutes. That we're not there yet. We're not at that position. And right now, the reason Liverpool are going to trial this situation is to see if it improves the safety.
Yeah, it is an emotive issue, and on the club not taking a stance on it, I'm pretty much in line with you, but maybe during this trial that will shape their view on their attitudes, and not just the club, the key stakeholders that I mentioned. But listen, it is an emotive subject, but what I would say is if we've learned anything over the past 10 years, I would say the almost re-education. I'm not talking about the families listening, I would never ever dare question that, but to the casual observer about the happenings of the Hillsborough disaster and what the real causes of the Hillsborough disaster, I'd like to think people are more educated about it now than what they may have been, jumping to assumptions about what caused it. Other than that, listen, all you can do is have an open dialogue on this.
There's some entrenched positions on it, isn't there?
I can almost understand that. I can understand that.
I would say also, though, on the entrenched positions, that it's not disrespectful to say that some of those entrenched positions aren't coming from an experience of the modern game and what we're experiencing as fans who are going week in, week out. You know, from some there will be and some there won't be, but I believe that some entrenched positions are not coming from the experience of what we've just described, of people falling over seats, of there being an issue with safety now in going home and away watching Liverpool. And this, for me, improves that situation. You know, it takes away that threat, it takes away that fear, because it is a bit of a fear. I've gone to Liverpool matches with my boy when he was young, and I was really worried about the idea of when Liverpool scored, you know, if Liverpool scored a goal, and especially if it was in the final minute or it was particularly emotional, how would it go and how would I keep my boy safe in that situation? For those that will be in those seats, in that rail seating area, they will have that worry taken away.
No, that
can only be a good thing.
Another thing that's a good thing is increasing the stadium's capacity by about 7,000, Andy. It's the more people, for me, this is just the easiest equation in the world. The more people for me who can watch Liverpool, the better. Especially the nature of a Liverpool team we've got now. And these are the good times, these are the glory days, and long may they continue. But I want as many people as possible to be in the ground to watch Liverpool. I want the idea that access and the access question ceases to be an issue. I am straight away going to be that bellend who says, I'm made up, there's another 7,000. What are we doing next with the cop? I am, you know, very much into the idea of saying 61,000 would be great. Let's have a big chat about 75,000, which I'm sure would drive the people who run Liverpool Football Club mad. But I want the world to be able to watch Liverpool in person. There's nothing better you can do with your time.
I couldn't agree more, and I hate agreeing with you. No, I'm with you. But one thing I will say is where we are now compared to where we were 10 years ago in regards to a stadium solution.
Absolutely.
Is night and day when, you know, the narrative was you couldn't do anything with Anfield because of the red tape. Listen, I've got to hold my hand up. I was in favour of the new stadium because I was under the assumption they couldn't do anything with Anfield. How wrong did I get it? I think it's absolutely fantastic. I think the main stand has been a resounding success. I think it's improved the atmosphere. The acoustics
absolutely has,
It's got people excited because it used to be called the Moan Stand, Gareth, as you'll know. and you're getting into it.
Well, it meant a lot of people that have waited a long time and to get in there on the regular got in
So do the anecdote, fill that. And when you've sold all that out and your waiting list is still 10 years later, do the cop, because we all need to know that the cop needs to be the centrepiece of the ground, for me at least. And you know what? I don't think it's beyond the realms of possibility. The engineering they've had to put in to come up with this solution for the Anfield Road and the way they've done the main stand, bearing in mind the size and scale of it. I mean, I always laugh where I live in Liverpool, now you come over in Seaford, you come over the bridge when I do my shop, you can see Anfield. You can see Anfield from Wales. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I love that.
No, I think it's great. Where's Goodison? Don't know, not asked.
Yeah, I'm just gutted that they never, like, there was once a plan of the Liverpool Football Club, as in the Liverpool Football Club and Athletic Grounds Limited, of putting that in neon sign on the top of the stand. Like, why didn't you do that? That would have been brilliant two fingers.
I genuinely think, I wouldn't surprise me if long-term thinking, they're looking at the cop, and you know,
someone's got to say what, you know, we're saying this debate as well about here. Remember Atletico had the tunnel
when they had I'm obsessed with the tunnel.
The tunnel would be amazing, wouldn't it?
I'm obsessed with the tunnel. Genuinely,
yeah. So basically, you know, like obviously where the cop is, the big problem is there's a main road behind it.
Tunnel.
So you build the stand and you basically go through a tunnel.
Go underneath. Why not? Or just bend the roads, whatever the fuck.
Make Evertonians drive through the cop.
But on a serious note. You know, if they do the Anfield Road, that means every single bit of the ground has been re-engineered since 1992. And the oldest stand in there will be the Centenary, which, by the way, is, as a piece of stadium design, is awful. It's two tiers, but there's no benefit to two tiers because it just goes up a bit and then back. There's no possibility. Anyway, I'm getting ahead of myself. You started it.
I started it. But it is, though, but I think Andy's, for me, most salient point there, although I will talk about the tunnel or anything else you want, Gareth, is the most salient point for me is that they've added, effectively, they will have added across, by the end, let's sort of say 13 years since coming in and buying the club, they'll have added sort of 16,000 seats. If in the 13 years that follow, they add another 16,000 seats, you know, I'd be delighted with that, but to have got what they've got, 261,000. They do deserve a lot of credit for it. You know, we've been very relentless with them quite recently in a number of different ways. But the people who own Liverpool Football Club have, I think I wrote it down, they're good at building sports teams and building buildings. This is another example of them being good at building buildings.
Yeah, and I'm delighted as well, like Andy said, that they have built buildings, because you think about some of the harebrained schemes that came before. You think of the one that looked like Bolton Wanderers. You think of the nonsense under Hicks and Gillette. You think of some of those other schemes that I don't even know where they came from, but I remember that.
Do you remember the old Aintree Racecourse rumour?
Yeah, there was that. There was Speak. There was everything you want. There was, you know, we went through everything, didn't we? There was even that sort of Siamese stadium where, you know, Everton had one end and Liverpool had the other, which would have been absolutely awful. And I just think about other stadiums when you go and visit those around the country or even in Europe as well. Well, following Liverpool, and you just think, well, this is a soulless bowl, and you left your proper home to come to this, and I'm glad we didn't do that. I like the idea that you can still go on the cop and you can pinpoint the position where you saw one of your favourite goals in your lifetime, whether that's Gerrard against Olympiacos, whether it's something Barnes did or Kenny did or Rush did or whatever it may be. You can say he scored from that spot right there. Do you know what I mean? And you can't do that if you move to another ground. You can't do that if you move to Stanley Park, whatever it may be. One thing I would say as well on this is, I know that there has been some you know, opposition to this from some local residents and local councillors. And I used to write for the Mersey Mart back in the day and would sometimes pick up the Anfield patch here and there. And so I know all about that. And I remember reporting on it then and running polls and speaking to people in the area. And, you know, I think we just need to, I just really hope, and I think Liverpool are better at it now, that they're really respectful of those people.
And that comes to us as well. That comes to literally the people who turn up to Anfield, go there once every 2 weeks or so. We've got to be as respectful as humanly possible too.
Absolutely. You know, so, you know, how you treat the area when you're there, you know, taking your litter home, you know, don't piss in gardens, don't take the piss, you know, because people are living there. That is where they're from, where they've grown up, where they're raising their children. And, you know, some of the concerns I saw about this extension centre around, you know, what it's potentially doing to Stanley Park. And, you know, there's some tree removal, although I believe it's replaced with more trees, basically. You know, so it's ended up that there's going to be more trees, which is good. But, you know, there's concern as well around the idea that it's going to be a more frequent concert venue and things like that. And I think all of those concerns are valid. And look, Liverpool have done Anfield wrong in the past. You know, Liverpool did it very wrong, and there are a lot of good pieces written out there about what they did to some of the residents. And I don't think we can shy away from that, but it is in the past, and Liverpool are hopefully much better at engaging with the community now.
Gareth, spot on, I think. And I think Liverpool have been getting better, whether that's on the face of it, and I can't pretend to know enough about it, but they need to bring the... I think the key phrase is bringing the community along with them.
Yeah, pretty much.
You know, if Anfield's going to be a five-day-a-week operating... you know, entity as a business and not just as a stadium for football once every other week. Bring the community along with you, let them see the benefits of it.
Yeah.
You know, because let's be honest, Anfield is still, it remains and is still a deprived area that could do, and I know they're building new houses and stuff like that, but if having a business that size on your doorstep, if it takes it seriously, should benefit the local community, and they need to, as I said, they need to bring them along with them.
Be a good neighbour.
But also it goes a little bit further than that. It allows Liverpool to put yet more pressure, and Everton for that matter, on the idea of improving public transport in the whole of North Liverpool. And if you wanted to do a form of being able to strengthen North Liverpool, the idea of it being relatively straightforward to get from the city centre to Anfield would be no bad thing. As people who work in the city centre and often have to get to Anfield during a weekday because people like to film you there, let me be really clear, it's really fucking hard to get to Anfield from the city centre in a straightforward manner. And often there'll be somewhat fraught conversations with Premier League productions. Just need the cop in the background. We've got the Liver building just there. Anyway, enough on all of those things. Thank you very much indeed to Gareth and to Andy. It has been a little Anfield Wrap special around two of Liverpool's announcements today. Let us know what you think. Don't be shy about it. This is all works in a back and forth sort of way, and let the club know as well. On the whole, it feels like Liverpool Football Club are going respectfully in the right direction. Sports Social Podcast Network.